Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Warning! Alert! Alert! Big news! Big news!
Faggotry incoming! Faggotry incoming!
Here comes a dick! Here comes a dick! Here comes a dick!
Big news, y'all! We're creating a little announcement before this because we've totally forgotten until 30 minutes into the show.
We did,
and I was like, we need to say this because we're like really excited about it and we're proud of it. Yeah. Y'all, we're doing a digital worldwide moment. I found out what it was, just like you are right now. It's going to be a live recap that we're doing with Mary Payne of Pink Shade. It's called Reality Shade. It's going to be February 6th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific.
So that's going to be 7 p.m. for you people in Central, 6, maybe 6 p.m. for the Mountain people, but some people don't do daylight savings, so that might be 5 p.m. I don't know.
And on Mars, you're going to get it like 1,200 years later.
Yes,
or
exactly.
Something like that.
Just know, start with 8 p.m. Eastern.
And work back.
And work back. We don't know your life, but we want all the bunkies, all the sissies. And it's going to, so we're doing this world, this moment. It lasts for one. We do this live. We interact with y'all. Y'all, we've already got, we didn't know this before we did the podcast. We got some confirmation. We're going to have some special 90-day
special
guests.
They're officially drop-ins.
They're committed, but that doesn't mean who knows what. But so we're going to have some guests. And so we're going to recap the show. And then after the show, we do an after party. But here's the deal that I'm most scared about. The show, once we do it live, it's up for a week and then that's it. It goes away. What we do one time only will be the after party.
One time only.
And Poodle doesn't want to keep
live and it goes away
as it is. I'm very nervous.
Ooh, I'm having dreams about what I can do.
She feels like she's just being given carte
blanche. I'm looking up FCC regulations of what I can get by with.
FCC, you need to look up MPG, Mary Payne Gilbert. She'll kick your ass.
She'll have a problem with that. She's already told us what we can say and what we can't say.
This is true.
But
so you go to
we're
our
very
link
excited.
Tree. Yes, go to our link tree or our link tree link, whatever you want to say. Go to our link tree. There's a link in there. You can click on tickets. We will say tickets are cheaper the earlier you buy them. And you have to buy a ticket to the event. And if you want the after party, you have to buy an additional ticket. You add on to do the after party.
After party is going to be lit and may include nudity.
I'm telling you this now. If you buy a live ticket and you forget to buy the after party ticket later, I believe you're shit out of luck, right?
No, you're not.
Oh,
no,
you can.
We talked.
How does that work?
We had a talk about this.
We did. We talked about it.
Well, you blocked it out then.
Well, fill me in.
You can buy you can buy an after party ticket like during the performance.
Okay, there we go. Sorry,
like this was sent out by Ingrid.
When you say during their performance, I just imagine you're naked bouncing up on a traffic cone.
I'm a performer. That's right.
So anyway, y'all, digital world, very worldwide moment with Mary Payne from Pink Shade, Reality Shade. Go get your tickets. And I think that's it.
And they have tote bags.
They are. They're going to have tote bags. We're having giveaways. So anyway, y'all, we're very excited. And with that, what, Poodle?
Roll it, Gary.
Hello. This is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new.
wishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Kim, I've just had it with Big Ed.
I've had it.
Mm-hmm. And
You deserve better, girl. I'm right down the street. You call me.
We can just hang out. We'll drink wine.
Yeah, yeah. We could go.
Can we hang? We could have like singles nights.
We have single ladies. Single ladies. We're single ladies now. We're super fans, but we're single ladies. Come over. I have some wine. Do you like Kim Crawford? I love Kim Crawford. She's my favorite. It's expensive, but I buy it when at the Costco.
Y'all, did you notice how much Kim now is besties with all the women? She has no female friends. So she's so excited to have
friends. She might have some, but yeah. Y'all.
They're all coworkers.
It's the last tell all. It's the one we didn't need.
Boy.
It's the last tell all. I will make your eyes bleed.
I timed this.
Gonna have some edge. I can't.
The tell-all, please stop. The tell-all ended at minute 38.
Yeah.
In a...
hour and a half show.
Yeah.
Hour and 25 minutes. So literally, more than half of this was
after
not
party.
A tell-all. Was just after party, or what I like to call just... a sad frat party where people are just having conversations in different people's rooms.
Jerking off when no one came.
Like, there's somebody trying to find sex. There's someone who's angry at someone. There's women having woman-to-woman talks at, like, on some guy's messy bedroom. All of their rooms look terrible.
You're so much better than this. Oh, my God. You need to leave, Brett.
That said,
it is a bad frat party.
There's a guy who treated a woman like shit, but gets a redemption and rides off in the sunset with her.
Someone's looking for drugs, possibly Jovi.
Yeah. I'm going to say two things that I never thought I would say that comes from this tell-all. One, Jovi is not a bad-looking guy. Lay the fuck off of him.
I agree.
I think he's an attractive guy. Shut the fuck up.
I'm kind of like, leave him alone.
I would fuck Jovi.
I think I would too. Does he have duck-like aspects?
But it's kind like his full lips, and I think it's attractive on him.
He is definitely, if I had to rank him in a Grindr hookup zone,
yeah,
he is definitely before midnight.
Oh, that's attractive.
That's up there.
That's up there.
He's not. I would say not 11. He's like 11:30 at least.
To give y'all just a comparison, Andre is an 8:30.
I don't start there.
No,
that's too early. Boy, someone likes to go to bed early.
I do. Dick me down by 10, y'all.
No.
That's my country song. Dick me down by 10 and put me to bed that morning.
Cause I'll be dick down by 10 and in bed an hour later. Serve me breakfast in bed the next morning. Out there to bird about a dick down by 10. No, I usually start around 10. That's
okay,
the witching
so
hour.
Andre
for me.
At 10 o'clock for you?
Yeah.
I feel like those.
He's like at 10 o'clock.
But by 11 o'clock, he's already.
He's already been chosen teams.
So the fact that Andre's 10 o'clock and Jovi is 11:30 says something.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
Who in the 90-day pantheon is a 12:30?
Who is a 12:30?
Are we recording? We are. Okay.
Who's a 12:30? Who Give me some men, and I can give you okay. their times.
Tim from Tim and Melissa.
He's an 11:45.
Okay.
Or maybe 11:30.
DeVar.
He's a 10. Oh, he's a 10 p.m.
He's a 10 p.m. We just started, y'all, on our classic, we'll talk about more later, but on our Patreon,
Classless.
We just started in Classless, and we're doing season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé, and Jay, of Jay and Ashley. Jay's a 10.
He's a 10.
Although Jay could also, if he got really high,
he's also 3 a.m.
You could be a 3 a.m.
He's a 3 a.m. because, like, you know, they just say, BS up.
He could be around the way boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Where is John from Lacey and John of Lock Up, Love After
He's
Lock
Up? I would go 9 a.m., 9 p.m. anytime for him. Y'all know how I feel about John. There's something about him. Supposedly, y'all, they're married, and Lacey cast doubt upon Summer's paternity.
She did.
That continues shooting blanks.
But what about Russ from Russ and Pal? He's not really your type.
If I want to top that night. So that's
who would be your
12:30.
Who would be your 1 a.m.
You're
too tired to top at 12:30.
Yeah, you're right.
You're drunk.
It would need to be like 10.
Yeah,
it would need to be 10. If
he's
I'm gonna
like
top
a 7 p.m. or something.
I'm trying to think like in the middle of guys. In the middle, like think about guys like we're doing Eric, like Eric and Lita. Eric is like a 2:30.
Okay, 2:30.
I'm at my wit's end.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm at the last.
Because we're also doing.
I'd fuck Eric.
What about we're doing Eric? We're doing Colty and Larissa. But what about Larissa's new boy, the guy she's with? It's Eric.
Is it Eric-y?
Eric-y. What about him?
I've said this before. I'm slightly attracted to him.
So there's no middle for you. Are you saying there's just 10 o'clock hot guys you want to bang you now, and then the 2 a.m.?
This is probably not a good sliding scale for me, because it kind of depends on where I am.
We need to move on.
We need to move on.
Y'all, so this is Teleport. Before we get
is
to,
this our first show? Is this our first intimate portrait
together?
Yes,
we're both back in Atlanta, Los Angeles. We both have gone our respective places and did not get COVID, so we can see one another.
True.
It's nice. It's
not without the lack of trying.
It's true. I couldn't get in the door because there was just a big bucket that said lube on it. So if something happened while I was gone, y'all, I'm not going to ask.
It's been a good break.
Someone had a good new year. Hopefully we both did. Hopefully you did too, y'all. We're glad to be back.
Happy new, you know what, it's a Larry David thing not to say happy new year after like the 7th or 8th. Although I will say, if you haven't seen someone this year, say happy new year to them.
Happy new year.
I'm fine with it. I like sometimes with hookups, when I haven't talked to them in like 2 or 3 years, say happy 2021 and 2022. So that's kind of my
I'll
way.
See you in 2025.
Exactly. Or let's talk now and never talk again.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You're like Jennifer. You could talk or not talk for hours.
I'm proud for her.
I'm proud for her too. So I mentioned it, y'all. We're going to talk real quickly on Reality Gaze Plus on our Patreon Supercast. We are jumping into season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
That is
on our Classless.
Classless. That's going to be
$5 Patreon.
On the free feed though this week, because y'all can try before you buy.
This week we're talking about Ashley and Jay.
Because we split them.
As I said before, who does not live in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. She lives up the road in Denial.
In Denial.
Pennsylvania.
She does. She does. Oh, boy.
Wow.
Wow.
I will say.
We don't know what happened,
y'all. I've rarely seen a season where we've seen so many DOAs so early.
That's true.
We're also looking at Colty and Larissa.
Colty and Larissa, and then Eric and Lita.
And then Eric and Lita.
So in the next one, we'll talk about Fernanda and...
who really loves America,
Eric. Eric loves, he's a patriot. And then Fernanda and...
Fernanda and Jonathan.
Jonathan's at 10 o'clock for you, isn't he?
Definitely.
Fernanda Definitely. And Jonathan, and then we'll have
Asuelu and Kalani. Kalani and Asuelu, and Steven and Olga. Steven's at 10 o'clock for me, although he scares me. I'd probably be ready for him to like rough me up a little bit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What about Asuelu?
Asuelu's probably like, you know, weirdly, Asuelu's like probably after, he's sometimes attractive to me, but after, if I'm a little wasted, it's okay. I just need to
get that. Not Kalani, but I don't think
the dick's good.
Kalini could fuck me because you know she's
got a strap on.
She's got top energy.
She does have top energy.
I love that woman.
Papa Low. Papa Low could come over any time.
Hey there. Hey boy.
Hey boy, you wanna bend over?
Yeah. It wouldn't even mind if his little chin thing was hitting my butt.
No. Sops up the juices.
Just like going boop, 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 boop.
Y'all, just when you thought edging was the worst thing you were going to hear on a Happily Ever After tell-all.
No juices. Juices.
So we're going to get to that. So
juices,
yes,
y'all.
Listen this week if you like it. If you want to watch us, y'all, we have not. So don't put spoilers. If you do put a spoiler in the Facebook group about season 6 of 90 Day Fiancé, just mark it as a spoiler as such if you want to talk about it. Because we don't know what happens to a lot of these, and some other sissies don't.
We obviously
either.
Know what happens to Colty and Larissa. But we don't know what happens.
Don't message us about Jay and Ashley. Yeah, we don't want to know.
We don't want to know.
But this week you can have it for free. And for the intimate portrait, the pillow biter, as we love, the watch along, where we watch the episode together. That normally is on the $15 tier, but this week that'll be for all tiers of the Patreon.
Yes.
And y'all can watch that and decide if you want to do that.
We do know that one of Jay's friends, a barber, was, I believe, convicted of murder.
Convicted him, yes. He was. They were looking for him, and they found him.
Only the best people.
Only the best
on this show.
All vetted, very, very thoroughly. Also, y'all, we're back. Boss bitch. Boss bitch energy. Ready, Stace?
They're back, y'all. The trailer. The show premieres on season 4 on the 23rd of this month. It'll be on our free feed. We could not be more excited. Hopefully we can see if the twins want to talk again. I would love to talk to them.
Probably not, but I'd love it.
But we're very excited. Just the opening scenes of Darcy getting hit in the boobs by some...
Yeah, I would actually fly to Connecticut to do an in-person interview.
Me too.
With them. Actually, may we go to Miami?
They'd have to pay for it.
We go to Miami. They're not going to pay for it.
They got money.
It'd be a write-off. You could go to Miami and get dicked down, or we both could go to Miami and get dicked down by a hot Cuban guys.
Ooh.
Let's do that.
So that's very exciting. Also premiering the same night, Extreme Sisters.
We got a preview of it, y'all.
Gotta say, I'm not real excited about it. It's absolutely appalling this season.
Question. Because that, y'all, so Extreme Sisters, Darcy and Stacey, you're getting the class list. Y'all are getting like 5 episodes on the free feed this week.
Yeah.
And Extreme Sisters, after that,
it's going to be on the $8 Patreon. $8
tier.
Definitely cringe tier.
Reality Gay Plus, $8. Darcy and Stacey is a free feed show. And again, before Toast starts, I'm just going to say, if you have not watched Love in Paradise with Danielle and
Johan, otherwise known as. Arm. Big as my arm.
Big as my arm.
Big as my arm, Johan.
You've got to fucking watch that. Or otherwise, we're going to mention stuff in this season.
And
of
you'll
Toe.
Go, and you'll have to go, Carl.
You'll go, Carl.
I don't remember this.
Carl.
In this season.
Carl, what's as big as his arm? I don't get it. And then Carl's going to say, his dick, honey. By the way.
It's the first time he's come out of his man cave in 3 years.
I'm going to post this in our sissy squad, but I think I finally found what Carl does for a living. I took this picture. It's a
lamps.
Lamp. It's a Carl's custom lamps and shade.
I think it would be taxidermy.
I see that too. Many things. So
I think there's taxidermy, like moles,
everything
around that house.
Just squirrels.
Yes.
Squirrels. So you've got a lot coming at you this week, and even more because what's more?
The butt there's more.
What's more cringe to you? Extreme Sisters or MILF Manor?
Okay, this is a trick question because MILF Manor is not only cringe, it's inhuman.
Thank you. It is inhuman.
Y'all, this is a show I I kind of joked about and said, oh, we'll cover it maybe if we get around to it. This show is one of those early 2000s reality shows where they treat people worse than animals.
Young, I agree.
And it's the production mindset.
And we're not going to talk about it so too awful. Much because we're actually going to do a collab.
We're doing it with Married to Reality.
Married to Reality. We're just going to do the one episode. The one episode. We're not going to have time because of all this new content to cover.
I don't think I would regardless because...
I don't think I can. You look, guys, I love cringe way more than you.
Yeah.
I watched this and I actually put an apology video on our Instagram already. I had to stop it and walk around the room.
You know that kind of feeling that when you watch a special about the Holocaust and you think what utter horrors hath men wrought to the civilization? That's what I felt like after watching MILF Manor. And it's not necessarily the people. It is the production in general.
It's like I screamed at my TV. No, no, no. I think I even texted you. No, 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 no.
Yeah. There's a big reveal. And the reveal is that no one has a soul who's involved with the production. Yeah,
there's a big reveal. It's in the first episode.
Like, it's worse. I will say, like, I can make fun of things as I want to. No one has a sense of humor on this show. No one... I don't even think any of the men are... Some of the men are hot, but... here's the thing. We're going to talk about it with Married to Reality, and then hopefully it will go off in some corner and die.
If you don't think I'm not watching every single episode, though, I'm going to have to.
I don't know if I can do it.
I think I'm going to have to. Maybe sometimes with the sound off. I could just listen and go, ugh.
We need a restart as a culture. Because I thought, back in the groove, there was some campiness to it. They kind of wanted the women to do well. Even though it's like, and then I witnessed my mother, she lost her groove.
And I said, no woman in Groove Hotel will ever lose her groove again.
Yes.
That was the actual script.
Yeah, that was the script.
That show at least.
Fix your mic, condom.
Oh, production or camp, but.
No, this is.
Oh, boy.
This is cruelty.
And it's crueler than this tell all. I actually probably could stomach watching.
Oh, I could watch this tell all. I could watch four more tell alls than another episode of MILF Manor.
And I'm still gonna watch MILF Manor.
If
y'all want to message me about it,
I don't think I can do it.
You can.
I don't think I can.
But we're not going to cover it because y'all know I love cringe. But
I'm utter trash. But I don't think I can sit through it.
Something's wrong with me. I admit it.
Let's jump into this tell-all, which is the mercifully the last gasp of Happily Ever After this season. Y'all, we have made it through 22 episodes.
22.
Their longest season ever, with perhaps some of the most reprehensible rogues gallery of cast members.
It's crazy when you watch a tell-all and I don't have time to hate Bilal.
Well, someone got a good edit.
Someone got a great edit, y'all, because I texted Poodleless and he agreed. But, y'all, they want them to be – they're going to be
get
back.
Ready.
They're going to
ride this until the wheels fall off.
Legacy, get ready.
Until we have a big party in Yellowstone this summer. Google Yellowstone loophole and you'll know what I mean.
Wait, I don't know what that means.
You can murder someone in Yellowstone Park. Because you can't have a jury who's established there's not enough people who live there. It's called the Yellowstone loophole. I'm not explaining it well.
You just asked me to go on vacation with you there.
Yeah, I'm still planning that. Have a picnic. Anyway.
Have there been murders in Yellowstone?
I don't know if there's been actual murders.
We should
murders.
Not advertise
this. Cody Brown, you're both invited as well. I will say, Ed, Bilal paled in deference to Ed this tell-all.
As one sissy said, fuck the Bilal bus. Can we just put Ed on a rocket to just murder?
I'd want to see him explode. I don't want the rocket to go too far away. I need to see what happens. I don't miss covering him for 1 minute. Let's jump into this. First of all, just a little bit of why do you think there was a 4-part tell-all, and do you like this style of kind of summing up seasons of shows?
So to part one of that question, there was a 4-part tell-all for Money, just full stop.
Ching that's ching it. Ching that's ching. It. Yep,
that's I think.
Cha-ching.
I think we're in agreement on that. And do I like this? Interestingly enough, the parts of the tell-all that were more interesting were the parts that weren't actually the tell-all to me.
I totally agree.
And it speaks to that because narrative-wise, they've milked everything they can out of these cast members. What else can we talk about Jenny and Submit?
I think Sean Robinson should be concerned for her job.
I think she should too, because she was better in, like, she asked some good questions on, I think, part three, but there was Sean Robinson in this.
What I'm saying is we got more entertainment value.
I could see them out of nixing a tell-all altogether.
And, or getting a host who, getting cast members to ask each other questions,
or get
cast members to interview each other,
or getting a host who would, like, because Sean Robinson wouldn't do this, but getting a host who would actually, like, go have drinks with them at after the party and talk. By the way, TLC, we drink.
We're available.
We'll do that.
We're available.
We'll do that.
You just got to meet my rider is pretty extensive. Yeah, but,
it's a lot of LaCroix, a lot of Tito's, and by a lot of LaCroix, not a lot.
Just a lot of Tito's.
A lot of Tito's. Or Kate Hudson
don't
vodka.
Don't worry about the green M&M's.
We can ask for Kate Hudson vodka. Get fancy. It's TLC.
I don't want that shit.
It's good. You even said
Tito's
it was good.
Tito's is great.
It is fine.
So, okay, good to know. I feel the same way, but I really do think this is... I don't know if it's a good move... ethically for them, but who cares about ethics?
You know what's interesting about it is something that we've always said is that 90 Day Fiance, they don't want their people to come. They act like as if, because of the way they pay them, y'all, they're the lowest paid of any reality show. The way they're paid.
They don't want them to be
reality
stars.
I'm not saying they're treated
badly.
We don't know how they're treated. But as far as like pay, they don't want them to be reality stars. Yet this tell-all tells me you want to make reality. It makes me think like the idea I once said, oh, they should make a real estate show with Libby and Andre flipping houses and fighting, and people would fucking watch that on TLC.
Well,
that seems more of a reality.
And Ed even mentioned he was going to a speaking engagement.
Yeah.
It was actually at a men's empowerment retreat. Men's rights convention.
And he's going to be meeting Chris.
He's
going to
be meeting
friend.
Chris Bilal's
they're both speaking.
Friend.
They're both speaking men's rights convention.
They're all, because the plight of men's rights right now, y'all, is just.
Yeah. Yeah.
Men are having a real tough time. As soon as he says speaking age, I was like, fuck you. Who wants to pay to see you?
What's that conference called? MAVI. Men are very important or whatever.
That's a thing?
No. They just made it up. if you're watching the Intimate Portrait Poodle Space.
They need to have their conference in Yellowstone. We'll have a good old-fashioned time.
By the way, if you're watching the Intimate Portrait in the new year, you're sitting right here.
Hi!
Right here.
Well... we'll flick the bean.
we'll get your juices going.
We'll get your juices going. we had an extended conversation among the women, the cheap, pick a little, talk a little women, about juices and what they like to do sexually.
Our sissy Christina made us a gift, and that she said, I want you to watch this before you watch the show.
And it was horrifying.
And we filmed it for posterity.
Posterity. Like your posterior.
Your posterior. I know about that.
Yeah. Like, in other words, we can look back on it for posterity.
I can't look at that, though. I've tried.
So
usually a good mirror will
never
help.
Leave the house.
You know, every man should look at their asshole, and every woman should look at their gooter. Just take a mirror and look at it. That's an empowerment. Actually, I never have.
But why would
I know women have done that? You're supposed to look at your vagina.
I think that's fine. But why would a man who doesn't have anal sex want to look at their asshole?
I don't know. But I've never looked at my asshole, and I have anal sex. I should.
Me either.
No, I've
never seen it at all.
I don't mean in a video. I mean like in a mirror.
Me either.
Well, I applaud you. I need to do that. Because how are you going to love yourself workshop. If you haven't looked at your asshole?
We need to move on. We need to actually talk about the show. Maybe it's an experiment. Maybe this is the experimental show where we just talk for an hour and I'm like, yeah, Kim said this and Ed did a handstand and rode on a little tricycle out of the thing.
Now, I said way earlier, like 20 fucking minutes ago, I said, I'm going to say two things that shocked me about this.
Oh.
The first one was that Jovi, I was defending him looking fine. But the second thing is, I've kind of loved Kimberly now.
Okay. I have been the whole time.
You've been harder on her than me.
I've been very hard on her.
She did not treat Usman well. She did not treat her well, but.
She's such good reality television.
She's so good to watch.
She's such a pick me girl, y'all. She's like, every time she'd be like, what are we talking about? What are we talking about, girls? I am such a girl.
I'm here.
Girl.
I'm ready for it.
I'm a girl's girl.
She is a girl's. And honestly, I think she hits on me of like that little gay kid that just wanted to talk
yes,
to people.
Yes.
And people were throwing the dodgeball at me.
Y'all, she was in heaven this time.
It's heaven. I would 100% go get a pedicure with Kimberly and drink white wine.
Living her. I would actually watch this. I don't care about watching Angela on any other season. I would love to watch Kim and Angela go do things around a city. And Kim, just, Angela kind of insults Kim and says, like, you shouldn't have said that to me. And then I would kind of like to watch them like I would watch a pillow talk with those two.
That would be a great pillow talk with those two, which she already does with Jamal, which people like.
Yeah.
But I think, well, I don't know. They kind of leave it there. But I still think Kimberly is going to be on The Single Life.
Yeah.
Almost certainly. For sure.
Yeah. I think she's gotten a taste. And it's like Bilal and Shida. They got a taste. Just a little taste is enough. They're going to be on until the wheels fall off this cart.
I think, though, what's refreshing about Kimberly is if she is, she's doing a better job of it. I really think Kimberly has that unique talent, which some people that have, but she is able to be herself on television, and she kind of forgets the camera's there, and she's just herself.
And she's utterly clueless.
Which is what you, and I'm not in a bad way. Like,
no,
you want someone.
She is without guile.
Yes, that is why. That is one
on camera. She may have it when she's not on camera.
Yeah.
But she comes off like, and she's also unable to be aware of herself and how her feelings.
Yeah.
That makes a reality star.
I agree. I'm here for it.
Yo, I'm a super fan.
Please. So those are the two things. So yes, Michael Newsman have a conversation. Do we fucking care?
No.
Okay. Why are we doing this?
All he says is basically Michael saying, you need to be, please don't be rude to my wife. That's all he's asking. Usman says, no, if I have a problem, I'll do whatever I want. This is never touched on again. So
that's why we're not talking about it again, because it is so.
We're back in New York. Kim is like,
let's soul train it. Okay, soul train. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, dun. Hey, no, I am not an American lady. What is that? You're so crazy.
Yara's like,
Yara? Fucking came for American culture this episode, and I'm here for it.
I will say, there are another couple who I think will ride this until they... Jovi's going to get tired of it because he'll be hard on the negative stuff. Yara loves this. And
Yara's great at it.
Yeah, she's really good at it. And I think she came off well. Their segment was very interesting because the whole season we didn't get to the heart of problems, and I feel like we actually did on the tell-all.
I agree. I think probably their segment more than anyone was on what we talk about in a tell-all has to do.
Yeah.
It gives us new information or it resolves something.
Yeah.
We got kind of,
And you fucking had Ed like coming for her
and coming for him.
That's
and even Andre was coming for Yara and Joby both, but in his way of just like trying to be shitty. And by the end of it, you could just tell. The weird thing about Andre is he'll come for you personally, and then he'll be fine with it the rest of the time.
Yes. Why do you think they start with them, and so they talk about
the boobs. She got new boobs.
Which I kind of wrote over all of this. I just want to preface this. I wrote, why? I mean, she brought it up, but I kind of thought, we don't really need everybody's opinions on Yara's boobs,
yeah.
But this is where we
are. It was talked about on the season.
But it was talked about on the season, and so that's why. But I would laugh hysterically when Andre asked Joby in all seriousness, I think, did you cry when you saw them?
He did.
And so does, like, Andre really want Lib to get her boobs done after this?
I think Lib's boobs are fine, though.
Guess he's a boob man.
He is, yeah.
And Joby's like...
And Angela's like, you just can't have sex. You can't buy them right away. And I went, again.
There's somebody else I know on this couch who talks extensively about having their nipples
bit. I know. I wish you'd never stop talking about it. It's like, blah, blah, blah. Nipple, nipple, nipple. Yo, that reminds us, Digital Worldwide Moments.
Oh, we forgot about that.
Digital Worldwide Moment we're doing with Mary Payne with Pink Shade on February 6th.
Ingrid is screaming at us right now because we forgot.
It took us 30 minutes. I'm so sorry. We'll do it at the beginning of the next show. We'll do it at the beginning of the show.
Digital Worldwide Moment.
Ingrid! It's Reality Shade. We're partnering up with Mary Payne from Pink Shade. We are discussing, we'll be talking... Toe in general, everything about The Other Way, probably more recapping episode 2. It's a live event.
It's a live event.
And you buy tickets. There are early bird availability, and but I think they're like $7.50, something like that. $10 for regular, and then $12 later on.
It's February 9th, right?
6th.
February 6th.
Yes. So, there's sorry, also an after party, yes, Monday, February 6th.
And so the way it works, this is through Moment. It's an Moment app website. So basically, it's through Moment, and we're going to go live where
website.
You can interact
we're so
with us.
Old.
I know, we're so. It's something
on Internet Explorer.
Yeah, it's on that. But it'll be live for a week. But after a week,
it goes away.
The after party, though, will never be live. After party, because see, we're talking about
whatever
nipples.
I do.
Think. I'm nervous.
Trying to. Y'all, the idea of having something that just never that goes away really quickly gives me a lot of ideas of things to do.
I'm nervous. Mary Payne is concerned, and
it's my own Yellowstone loophole.
And our producer Christina is glad that she's not handling it. And Mary Payne's producer Ingrid is sad.
It's terrified.
It's terrified.
I've taken the screaming out, Ingrid, even when she's not even around here.
Shout out to Caitlin, who does our social media and Pink Shade social media. So she's handling a lot of this too.
We share
social
her.
Social media.
We share her.
She's great.
Like a good threesome.
Whoa. Whoa.
Okay. I swear, we'll talk about that more later. But
yes. So where was I?
So they're talking about her boobs and all this kind of and
Shida's interested.
Yes. And so...
I like it when Shida's like, just because I cover all this doesn't mean I don't want boobs. So,
and then at one point, Sean said, well, someone else has talked about breast augmentation. And Ed goes, was it Andre? And this is what you see. Ed is a fucking misogynist, full stop. Like the amount of his...
Not only misogynist, he hates women. Not just
he
like,
hates
not
women.
Just a dislike of them, despises all women.
He despises women. He has like such fucking complex about it.
Vile
so
pig.
The worst compliment to him is if he wasn't on TV, I bet you he calls guys faggots.
Yeah.
I bet you he does. Because for Andre or especially Joby, it was just like, how can I
pussy.
Imagine? He said the word pussy. Like, God.
He was trying to emasculate all the men on that stage to make himself seem like the alpha male.
As a sissy situation. She said, I'm glad he looked just like a fucking screaming sexy Humpty Dumpty or sexist Humpty Dumpty.
Yeah. This is the thing with Ed, and we're gonna talk about it. I'd rather not, but we're now to the thing where we can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Did I say that?
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
Yeah, he's fallen off the wall too many times.
I hope those pieces are just cracked everywhere.
I think most people can see the pieces who were fans. I'm sure he still tells a lot of fans, especially guys who have small penises. That's definitely a fan group.
Yeah.
Men who hate women.
I would think men who like to emasculate other men like watching cameos of him because he's like, they're like, oh, he's not a real dude.
Babies who see his face and relate to him. They want a cameo.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Because he's comical.
That groundhog in February gets tired.
Yeah.
They need to pick me up to get him to come out.
So there's always going to be that, but I think most people have the fun, the sense of humor, the sense of, look at that guy dealing with what life has gave him, life has dealt him, that's over. And so I want to say this, be grateful for that. Let your rage towards him, which I have too, and your anger remind you that now he is genuinely reviled.
Yes, because as Grandma Hazel said, he showed his ass.
Yeah, and he's almost now just an object of pity. It's not there for me yet. It'll get there.
I'm not there yet.
But
hopefully we don't see him anymore. But
still deserves a good picnic in Yellowstone.
So we have.
Does it taste like almonds? That's just the almonds in it.
Just the almonds in it.
Not bitter at all.
But we'll take a break in a minute. But let's talk about Africa.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
so
this is the safari.
So the thing is, Yara scheduled. She used, and we find out that Shida wants to get her boobs done. Okay, Yara used Angela's boob surgeon. Great, all that. Who cares? But the thing is Yara's surgery had to be scheduled at the same time that they had a trip for a safari planned in South Africa.
Right. And Gwen does come on, we should say this.
Mama Gwen's on there.
And she's like, and Mama Gwen said, she's like, I disagree with the surgery.
Who?
Mama Gwen, what I screamed at is when, like, I don't think she needs them. And Angela and Yara's like, look at your boobs. And even she was like this.
She was like, Yara.
Yara. Yara. What you talking about my boobies?
Well, so she does show up. And so we find out she's the one that took care of Milo because Jovi went on his vacation.
Went on safari.
Now, look. First of all, Yara and Jovi are fine with this situation. Yeah. So therefore, it's not a problem.
That's the thing.
But it's a problem to everyone else.
I was kind of like, y'all, they worked it out. And the other thing is, and I was kind of like, Jovi booked his safari.
I mean, do I think...
Like, I can't believe I'm defending Jovi
I'm
here.
Not like, personally, I'm like, that's a really fucking expensive once-in-a-lifetime trip, and I would want to do that with my significant other. But also, I thought about it. I bet Yara didn't even want to go. Yep.
Well, here's what I'm saying about that. She even said... They talked about this. He wanted to go with his friends, and I don't want him not to have that. So they had that agreement. If I was Jovi, I would be actually angry that she decided to have the surgery then, because I had made this all.
I think, you know, Jovi was more in the right that he had scheduled this surgery. Yara could have moved her surgery on a different day.
He scheduled his safari. Yeah.
I also think that because I have several. I'm not saying this is appropriate. Like, y'all, and so don't come at me. I'm just saying, this is it's a very sexist point of view, not for me, but I've had several women friends that have been very reluctant to have their breasts seen as anything else as desirable by their husbands mm-hmm. or their boyfriends. I think that's totally not a healthy way of thinking.
Yeah.
But I could also see Yara kind of thinking, I want him to go away while I do this surgery. And then when he comes back, I'm like surprising my man with beautiful boobs.
That's not a bad point.
And yeah. so I don't think that's a healthy outlook. And so don't come at me. I'm not saying I believe
that. Well, no, she was extremely embarrassed about
them. She seems like that type.
So, I just think the whole cast is freaking out about this and having opinions. And I was like...
And I'm like, they worked it out. Because also probably... He ended up compromising and letting her stay in the yeah. Czech Republic. So maybe that was her way of like, thanks.
Yeah. I wrote down. They should have decided. They should have made this. And I'm like, okay, next issue. I wrote down.
That's
from
yes.
all the cast. So the next issue, like, what about a second child? And y'all, Gwen's face told us every. She's like, what?
Jovi. Come on, son.
And y'all, and Gwen's basically says, you already need to have a sitter for Myla every time you do anything. And y'all, we know how Andre feels about sitters in general. So,
why would you have a stranger look after your child? They kill my child.
And Yara belongs similarly to that worldview.
Yes.
So they'll have a sitter, but she would much rather prefer someone in there. Yes. You know. So, this idea of a second, and Angela called it out. She thinks that she's like, he thinks the second baby will make her be barefoot and pregnant again and will settle her.
I think that's the only reason I think that's dead on is because that's what Jovi gets the most defensive about.
It's true.
He even brought it up later.
Yep.
So they're talking about all that. But then we find out, too, Yara starts crying about it. Even Gwen starts. And I did write, it does feel gross that we're kind of tearing down a woman about how they parent their child mm-hmm. when she clearly is a good mom. Like that.
Well, and it felt just again, so unnecessary.
Hashtag MILF Island, hashtag TLC doesn't really always want to build up women.
Well, it felt so unnecessary. And then Ed's like, women in this world are really expected to have a career, and then they have to bring home the bacon and fry it up in the pan.
Sit down.
And this whole it which looks like a PSA from the 80s about the Equal Rights Amendment, like it's so dated.
Stupid.
Sit down, Ed. Anyway, I wrote in how evolved.
And we should probably, because I got to get that taste of, we should take a break. We're like
all
45
right, we'll be
minutes.
Back.
Even though we've talked about 2 minutes of the actual show. See you on a second.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No. The doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Caw!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, Queens.
And we're back.
We're back.
I think
like that cyst you got rid of.
It always comes back. The next part is Gwen talking about the fight that she and Jovi had that she said was very unnecessary. She says, I'm nobody's nanny, but Jovi, you yelled at me. And Yara says, I'm sorry. I need to confess up to my part in this. I was on him about childcare because, I'll be honest, I was depressed. And I was in a really bad state there. We didn't have anybody else we could trust with our baby. And it was me saying that, and that's why, so it kind of explains that fight a little bit more,
mm-hmm.
that we didn't know about it because, and I'm sure Jovi, if Yara was pissed off, Jovi was also annoyed with all this.
I feel like more Jovi has a lot of just, you can tell, built up resentment and anger. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like he was with Mama Gwen. He got drunk. Shocker. And that exploded on his mom.
Yeah, which she said he'd never done before.
He'd never done before. So, and Jovi's mother has bought property now near them to build a home so they can be closer to them. And now they want to move to Florida. And so then it brings up this debate, should they do that? And Jovi, which I kind of agree with, even Kimberly was going, and shaking her head. But his wife is really unhappy, and as she calls it, the swamp.
Yeah.
And she
gotta do what you need to. Your parents can do what they want to, but I mean, it sounds rough. No one's going to win in this. No one's going
to
win.
Because it does, as they were talking on the show, if they move to Florida, who's going to help Yara with the kid when Jovi's gone?
Because
they talked about Jovi is not quitting his job anytime soon,
no.
Y'all.
No. And then we bring out Symphony / Adele, who they got the names wrong, and it's never been consistent.
So this, I think we thought Symphony was the other one.
They labeled it that way.
No, so this is Symphony.
This is Symphony.
With a C, y'all. Not with an S.
I can't believe I'm having these conversations, calling people the name Symphony. TLC, I hate you for making me do this. And I'm having to talk about it like a reasonable person. Fuck you, Matt Sharp. Symphony.
How
garbage.
Many master's degrees do you have?
Two! Symphony.
Which teacher from UNT would be, or Michigan would be, the most disappointed that you were doing this?
Can you imagine Harold Heiberg, my kind of mentor, saying, Mr. Anthony, so you have a podcast now, talking about people such as with the names of Symphony. You must be so proud.
That is only for Sissy Alyssa. We'll probably get that reference, or anybody else.
I wonder if she's familiar with the works of Bruckner. Probably not a Mahler aficionado.
Y'all, that's a really good Harold Heiberg impression. Y'all just don't know it because none of you know who the fuck we're talking about, but I enjoyed that. I'm hot now.
He's a mentor of mine. It's just a moment where you go, but here's the thing, y'all. Everything you in this life, nothing that you, education is never wasted. And I want to say that.
True.
I learned how to deal with people. I learned a lot of useless things, but those things made me who I am.
Oh, so, I agree. I feel the same way about my master's.
I would never. It does make me laugh because I'm talking about a person named Symphony.
Symphony.
But you know what?
Spelled with the C.
And it's even spelled with the C.
Like, I would actually respect it more, like, if you were maybe a musician and you said, I'm going to name my daughter Symphony with an S. Okay.
This much more.
I wonder if she's familiar with the slow movement of Mahler 5.
I can see it now.
Poor Harold Howard.
Oh, mind vent. They.
A queen. God rest her soul.
So,
not
anyway,
gay, but still a queen.
Yes, totally queen. And anyway, completely so, irrelevant yeah, idiot who on to talk about.
Bingo like, square, irrelevant guest.
I love Jovi. Now, she was on the show, so it's, she's like less it's irrelevant. Full. But she's like, I love Jovi and Yara together. But she basically thinks that. Oh, uh-oh. No!
Your you neighbor.
Just met him yesterday.
I heard the cord.
And y'all, basically, she's talking about, she's like, what Jovi doesn't like about me is that I'm a single mom, and he's thinking that Yara could do that. And like,
he's thinking that Yara can move across the country and do it herself, because, you know.
And I'm that's when Ed comes for Yara and saying, you don't respect him. And that's when, y'all, you start to see feathers fly from a certain part of the stage. Oh, Jimmy, quiet! Why don't Jimmy, quiet? I've had enough of this guy!
I'm gonna shake my head!
Where'd you find this guy?
My chin's just gonna wobble wobble because I'm a chicken and I'm a
this is off. This is a part of the show that I'm calling Jenny Uncooped. She is out of the coop and she's not going back in.
You've insulted everybody! Everybody!
It is kind of funny that the chicken is mad at the human egg.
It's true.
Let that be known.
And
oh, be quiet! Be quiet!
It is, y'all, this is truly the best thing that happened
it's great.
the entire time.
And this is, was it Yara or Kimberly who kind of wound Jenny up and said, you need to, it was Yara, wasn't
it? I think it was
it?
Yara.
Who's like, yeah. She's like, Jenny, you need to speak, be yourself. And so she is, Ed is yelling back at her, and he's like, it's not your turn. You had your turn yesterday. And she goes, Bukak! It's my turn. When I want to have a turn. Bukak! Been over here sitting on this egg, and I'm ready for it to hatch.
I swear to God, when they beep Jenny, I would love to hear Jenny in the flesh say the word, fuck!
Bukak!
Bukak.
Because y'all, Jenny's got a filthy mouth.
Oh, she does. She even says, to
kiss my ass, dude!
Anyway, Ed's screaming to Jovi, you're not man enough to manage your family. Again, your woman is something that needs to be managed.
I just want to say this. Jovi's had a job and hasn't lived with his mother in the last 5 years.
Amen.
What about Ed?
No, Ed's life and Ed's existence is a pale, sad joke. And here's, I don't want to talk about this too much. Think, you guys, what he's done. He's not really participating in life. He's a photographer, yes. That's a job that he doesn't have to really take a full interest in his own life. He can play at things, which is what he's done his whole life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a narcissist job.
He's literally behind me.
I'm not coming for any photographers. So if you're a photographer, don't come at me and say you're a narcissist.
Oh, God.
But anyway.
No, he wasn't saying
and
that.
And I guarantee you, he's probably had to start over in careers.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's so just y'all, horrible.
That's the end of the tell-all.
Well, we will say that. We will say that Usman just says, I think you need to cut off these friends. This man supported you.
I wrote
you,
down,
and
shut up.
You aren't part of his class.
The men shouldn't be allowed to talk.
I do agree with Usman when Usman says, I don't think these women want you to be together 100%.
Yeah, they don't.
This, because what I did here when she said, I'm a single mother, and I went, oh, well, you want Yara to be your single lady friend.
Yeah.
Like, so do I think that those friends are a bad influence on Yara?
They're not good people.
They're not. Yeah. I 100% agree with Jovi.
Yep. Yes, I think
that's the tell-all.
He came off pretty well on the tell-all. Andre didn't say a lot of shit that embarrassed him. I think if Libby would have been there in person and maybe not having morning sickness or the whole time, she felt like I think she was pretty checked out.
Yeah, she's fucking 8 months pregnant, y'all.
Yeah.
She's just trying not to, like, fart and like shit out of hemorrhoids.
She's extremely uncomfortable.
Doing the best that she can. God bless her.
But I think if Libby would have been there, and weirdly, I don't think Andre feels super comfortable if Libby's not there.
I bet he felt untethered.
Yeah.
I would too if you're used to going with the couple. Yeah. That'll be odd.
I think so. We didn't get
a lot from him. You go places without me, if I can't be there, you know, you miss me.
Yeah. Completely like that. Just like that. Feel like my right arm's missing. Yep. Anyway, but this can be explained, the whole tell-all can be basically explained with Kim kind of coming for people and trying to make statements, especially trying to validate the women. Jovi in the beginning trying to say shit about Andre, and then Andre paying him back. I feel like that was all producer initiated.
You can't have Jovi is too sensitive.
Yeah.
So actually, I do think I feel bad because I don't. I need to think of another way to phrase that because I hate saying.
It sounds like you're sensitive, man.
Is sensitive. I don't mean
he's
that.
Reactive.
I mean as a person, I think he's too reactive. That's a
he's
great
reactive.
Way.
He's reactive.
I think. Luckily, it's great if we're very sensitive.
He's a spoiled child.
But he's too reactive.
He never learned to manage his emotions.
Exactly.
And when he does have emotions.
He is too reactive for that to be real and him mm-hmm. not to be okay with Andre.
Agree.
Because right after the tell-all ends, and I will say.
They're fine.
I agree with you. There was no kind of formality to the tell-all ending. It was kind of like Sean Robinson was saying, hey, I'm still here. And
I'm done.
Let you know we're done. And I thought that too. I went, how long is this format going to last on this show?
I think they will get a more positive response from the after parties and then they will get from the tell-alls.
100%. We're going to get more of it.
Yep.
We're going to get more of it.
So, y'all, if you hate this format, buckle up.
Buckle up.
Yeah. I agree.
Because
especially for Happily Ever After, because these people kind of know each other.
I got to say, and if your format of your tell-all isn't working, it's because not her, but you're producing your host wrong. Because I know you don't love him, but you can tell Andy Cohen's a producer because yep. he knows how to make a reunion really fucking good.
I agree with you there.
And the questions they give Sean Robinson, or at least the leeway they normally give her, she doesn't get to incite a lot of drama in these tell-alls.
What I wish, though, is like we make fun of this, but I wish we could either outlaw those phrases like, well, hopefully there's some healing, because it always sounds so insincere. And I think it's because it's always with a camera cutaway to her after we've been going back between someone else. And it always feels like, let's move on and say some lip service.
It just feels, again, this is a gig for her and it feels like the host is not invested.
Yeah.
I was just watching a clip of Andy Cohen on. Oh.
He's invested, though.
Well, who is the.
Describe.
What show is it?
Okay, older, we're playing
white
Pyramid.
Guy,
here we go.
Newscaster.
None of that's helpful.
Yeah, he bald, kind of bald. Or is he bald? He was being, is it ABC 2020 or not Face the Nation?
Newscaster?
Yeah, a broadcaster, like a legitimate broadcaster. I feel like ABC.
Bald?
Maybe it's not bald. Matthews, Harrison.
Chris Harrison's the host of The Bachelor.
Oh, wait, he's not the host of that anymore. The Bachelor's coming back too.
Focus!
Zach, I don't care. What's his name?
Chris Matthews was on Hardball and he was on MSNBC for a while.
Let's see. I can't.
Why would he be around?
He was interviewed.
This is very frustrating.
Well,
you have given me no details that are helpful here.
Who was it?
Everyone is screaming.
You don't say that to me. Okay. It's with Chris Wallace.
Yes.
He's not bald.
He's not
he
bald.
He has dark no,
I got
black
all that
hair.
Wrong. I got all that wrong.
That was misdirection.
It was. So Chris Wallace was on...
He was on Fox News, and now he's on CNN Plus, I believe, or there.
Well, no, not Plus. That's gone. Just CNN.
Or whatever it is.
Zaslav got rid of that real quick.
Yeah.
But anyway, I watched it. It made me think of 90 Day Fiancé.
Took a long time to get there.
It did. I've aged. And you have too. And he shows the clip of like some housewives fighting over dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the guy kind of like, what a lot of people do about housewives, kind of like, is this show? Is this, he kind of was judging it, kind of saying, is this all this is about? And is this, and you could tell Andy Cohen got a little offended by it.
I bet he did.
And bristled at it. And he even said, oh, Chris Wallace said, it feels like you're defensive a little bit. And I thought, he's defensive because he cares about it, and he cares about what, and I think that would make such a huge difference in a host of these tell-alls.
I agree with you, and I think it's the missing piece.
I agree.
Is that she doesn't seem, she's doesn't watch the show. She's given cards ahead of time, and maybe she's in, maybe, and she doesn't, and even what's, you said this, she's not emotionally invested in this cast.
Yeah, like I honestly think like someone, even an ex, like, or like someone like Veronica or someone who's been on 90 Day Fiancé before would be a good host of this.
Yeah, even Lauren and Alexi. Lauren and Alexi would be good.
Alexi would just sit there.
Yeah.
But honestly though, like Lauren and Veronica,
yeah,
I think they would be... Anyway.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's time for a switch.
But I don't put it full on Sean Robinson, because the Bears All, even though they were cringy, they were better.
Those are different because those are interviews.
It's almost like they let her do her thing.
Yeah.
I think she's just
so... And this is different because it's crosstalk. But what's interesting about what tells you about this format is they know something's not working. So that's what's interesting.
You said... Even though this is the fourth one, you said just the other day, you said, I have to say, this was the most entertaining tell-all of a happily ever after we've had in years.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, did it need four parts? Absolutely not.
No.
No. So, y'all, that is the official end of the tell-all. Part two is going to be the after party.
After party. And I think just since we talked 30 minutes, we're going to save part two for our part two.
Yes.
Because I'm looking at timing. And we've talked long enough.
Timmy goes, wrap it up, Queens.
And I always need to go take some Tums after we talked about Big Ed for this long. Or Small Ed. Boy, Jenny really Jenny really hung on that joke like an old person who
like
finally
little
got
Ed,
it.
Little Ed,
I'm gonna keep bringing it up. I'm gonna keep bringing it up. All right, everybody. Hey, go to our Linktree link on our Instagram or our TikTok. Link.
Buy tickets for our digital worldwide moment.
Moment. With Pink Shade, we're calling it
Reality Shade. I think as long as we're doing this, you'll go, and I have to feel it.
No, I was waiting for you to say it with me in the stereo on that one. I promise. I normally forget, but that time I didn't forget. Anyway, y'all.
You kind of go.
Yeah.
That's the signal I need to go. I need to say
no, what did you
this.
Say with me for that? But you're right. That normally is the signal. That is the signal.
You go.
All right, everybody. We call these people, well, just trash at this point. And aren't we all just trash
and
watching
all,
this show and looking for love in all the wrong places, Poots?
Yeah. And if you see your local men's rights convention down the street, order 300 pizzas and stick them with the bill. Actually, don't do that. Order 300, like, awful pizzas.
Awful pizzas.
The worst pizza you can imagine.
Yeah, like fucking Papa John's bullshit.
Yes. With
extra garlic sauce.
Extra garlic.
Yes.
No, you know what? Men's rights would love Papa John's.
They would.
Yeah.
They would.
Maybe order the pizzas and then take them.
Yeah.
But then still make them pay for it.
Still make them pay for it.
Nothing, you know what? Nothing's bad enough for them.
Now I want pizza. Y'all, just call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.